93.5, 95.3 Connect FM. Mike Carpenter not jumping.
I shouldn't have jumped.
Oh. Yeah, what's the deal? You did leg?
Yeah, I did that.
Lifted legs?
I was at the gym. I decided to do some squats. I hadn't done that in, you know, a month or so, and I'm hurting today. I'm walking like Lante, like I'm 80 years old.
Oh, now stop.
You know, like a penguin.
What's bad is I don't.
It's more like a penguin.
I don't think I ever lifted squats, ever.
Yeah, don't do it. Don't start.
And you could tell by my little puny thighs. There's no doubt about
it. As long as Gene likes them.
Yo.
That's true. That's all that matters.
Yeah, I don't know about that either. So, you know, I can't I can't say much for that either.
We'll go home and ask.
Okay.
Hey, Gene, yeah. What do you think of my legs?
What do you think of these massive thighs? Yeah, right. She'd be like, never mind. Change subjects. All right. So Mike Claiborne is on hold, but we're going to give him just a second. He's at a restaurant, and he's getting out of there. Well, no, I'm not outing him. I mean, he asked. He's like, hey, you know, my man, I'm getting ready to pay and get out of here. So he's going to join us, and I'm excited. Mike just flew back from Florida.
Wow.
So KMOX.
We just missed him when we were out there.
We did. We missed him by about 4 or 5 days, and that would have been great because he is, I mean, you guys, if you have not heard Mike Claiborne yet from KMOX Hot Stove League show, he does some Cardinals games, too, for the St. Louis Cardinals. You will listen to him for about 10 seconds and realize he's one of the nicest guys you'll ever meet.
Oh, yeah, and you can hear him all year.
Yep.
93.5, 95.3. We're covering all the Cardinals games, pregame and postgame, so you hear a lot of Mike this year.
That's going to be fun. I cannot wait as a Cardinals fan for pregame and post. And, of course, it all starts next Thursday, and we're giving away 2 left field box seats plus a limousine down, and you and I need to sneak on. And Mike Claiborne, I think he is with us now. Mike, how are you tonight?
I'm doing well. It's good to hear you guys. I'm sorry I missed you in Florida, but by the time I got there, they said you left it in one piece, which is good.
Were you expecting to see some smoke curling up when you flew in?
I was expected to get, like, various reports of your shenanigans there, but you guys held your own. That's a good thing. What did you think of Jupiter? Did you like it?
Oh, it was great. It was a fantastic venue, Mike, and we seemed to have a reputation. We went down there. I think they were worried about us. What is it? We just have a bad reputation or something.
Well, you know, Jupiter is kind of like Vegas. What happens there stays there. So, you know, that's kind of how people kind of conduct themselves. So you just never can tell what can resurface once you leave the state, once you cross the state line. But you guys did okay. I mean, there's no story that you're going to have to report to your wives about.
Oh, that's good.
All right.
Well, Mike, I think we were, I don't know, we didn't do it well because I took my wife and boys, and Jeremy took his fiancée, so we couldn't even get in trouble, Mike.
Oh, well, you know, why are you guys taking sand to the beach? With all due respect to your significance,
well, sure.
Here's how you do it. You go down first, and then at some point you say, honey, why don't you and the girls go hang out down in Florida? I got a great spot down in South Florida. You guys can go hang out.
See, I'm telling
that's
you.
That's how you do it. Listen, we got to do some talking.
Yeah, we got a lot of learning to do.
Listen.
We got to map this thing out. Are you guys coming in for the affiliate today?
I am. I actually, myself and my wife, we are going to be there, Mike.
Well, wait a minute. You're not bringing Lucas?
I don't think so. I think he and Andrew are not going to be able to make it.
Am I babysitting him or something?
Yes, I forgot to tell you. Your fiance's babysitting.
I gotcha.
Maybe. Well, I feel bad, Mike, but I'm looking forward to seeing you and John Rooney and Mike Shannon and all those guys. That's going to be a fun day.
Well, you guys are going to love this Champions Club where we're doing the game from that night. It's really a nice spot at the ballpark that if you have a group or whatever, it's a neat place to take in a game, especially in July. When it's like 147 degrees.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, the beer is just a little colder than the air conditioning, so it's a good spot to be in. So, but yeah, we'll have some fun definitely that day.
Oh, I can't wait.
We're going to have some fun during the season, I think. The team is fairly healthy. There's only a couple of positions to be decided, and that's really in the bullpen. And you know what? They went about their business. They handled their business like professionals in spring training. Some new faces. The clubhouse should be a little looser between Berkman, the Riot, Ryan Terrio, and Gerald Laird. Three guys that I think are real pros and I think are going to really help this situation.
And, of course, the big news, Adam Wainwright going down. But, Mike, you have to be so impressed with how Kyle McClellan has taken that ball and said, it's mine, and he has proven it, that he's ready for that fifth spot.
No, he has. And you know what was funny about that? He and I were talking during the Cardinal Caravan about his contract. And he was like, well, I was kind of hoping to get a 2-year deal. And I said, listen, take the 1 year because you just never know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
And you just never know. Now he's in the catbird seat. He had a really good spring. And the neat thing about Kyle is, you know, he's got four pitchers he can get over for strikes. There's only one guy on the team that's got more pitchers than him, and that's Ryan Franklin, who, by the way, is throwing a knuckle curve to American League hitters these days in spring training. So he's saving it for the National League. He hasn't thrown it to a National Leaguer yet, but he's got a knuckle curve that is freezing guys at the plate.
Mm.
Mike Claiborne, St. Louis Cardinals broadcaster, joining us right now. And, yeah, I mean, with Lance Lynn going down, it kind of gives Kyle McClellan that spot. But a kid that we were impressed with when we were there, I think he hit like 420 when he was down there, was Matt Carpenter, yeah. Option to AAA, one of nine guys that went down there. What did you see out of him? And with David Freese's health a concern, do you think he's a guy that can make an impact at the big leagues?
Yeah. Yeah, no, I think, you know, the only problem with Carpenter, like any guy in his first big league camp, once those big leaguers start trying to bear down and get themselves in shape, guys like Carpenter get chewed up a little bit. And he was having a hard time hitting that inside pitch right before he got sent out. But you know what? He's got a lot of tools. He just needs some work and some experience. But I like what he brings to the ball club. Very humble gentleman. He's a little older than some of the younger players.
Right.
25, 26. But you know what? He carries himself well, and I think he's going to be a good addition for the ball club.
Well, and Mike, he's a I think the girls and the sales staff here at our station, huge fan of Matt Carpenter.
I noticed that when we were there that they didn't want anybody else's autograph. They didn't want two ball guys and McClellan and myself's autograph, but Matt Carpenter had a line around the block, man. I was trying to figure that out.
Well, Mike, when we were down there, Jeremy and I, Lance Berkman, all he did was start off spring training with his first at-bat with an opposite field home run. So how does Lance look right now, and how do you think he's going to be to start the season?
He'll be all right. He's a pro. I was giving him grief about his off season. Thank you, sir. I'll talk to you later. By the way, I'm at Pappy's Barbecue here in downtown in Midtown St. Louis.
Ooh.
When you guys come to St. Louis, we got to go over there.
I have eaten there, and it is awesome.
Yeah, it's a really good spot. So they take good care of me. So I just ran in to get something to go because it's supposed to rain all night. But anyway. Back to more important matters.
Exactly. He's a pro, man.
You know, Berkman's going to be fine, but I was giving him grief about the offseason. He said, you know, when he told me he could play the outfield, he decided to get on a throwing program, and he threw so much his arm started to hurt. So needless to say, he won't be doing that should he play another season in the majors and have to go to the outfield. But he's going to be fine. Again, he's a pro, and he knows what it takes to get himself ready to go. So I don't think that's going to be an issue. I think the everyday eight is going to be fairly competitive. I'll tell you two guys that I'm really anxious to watch this year. I'm anxious to watch Skip Schumacher. I think Skip's going to have a really good season. He's made some adjustments in his approach to the game. He redistributed some weight on his body, and he kind of looked at some stuff as far as what mistakes he was making at the plate. He's made some adjustments, and he's really – been consistent in spring training so far. So I'm looking forward to him, but here's a guy that nobody's talking about. And he's a guy that I think we all need to pay attention to at some point here, and that is Kyle Loesch.
Yes.
I think Kyle Loesch has had a really good spring.
Big time.
You know, he's working quicker. He's getting his pitches though. He throws a really nice changeup. And he's doing all the little things that remind you of the first year he was in St. Louis. So he's a guy that they've got to get to eat up some innings along the way because your bullpen is going to be just a little suspect because you don't have McClellan out there. So I think that, you know, you're going to have to find some guys to eat up an extra inning or two because you don't have Wainwright and you're going to throw McClellan in the fire as a starter.
St. Louis Cardinals broadcaster Mike Claiborne joining us right now. Mike, yes, those are some of the guys that have to be key if the St. Louis Cardinals want to make a run here. The NL Central just seems loaded. You know, Cincinnati Reds defending champions in the division, but Milwaukee's kind of the sexy pick right now to win the division. I think the Cubs are kind of being underlooked here. What do you think about the rest of these NL Central teams, especially the Cubs?
Hey, Jeremy, you couldn't be more right about the Cubs. I talked to Jerry Calcaterra earlier today, and you're going to hear him tonight on the Hot Stove League show.
Great.
And he put on his blog he likes the Cubs. Now, I don't like them to win it, but because I think they've still got some question marks as far as their bench is concerned. But, you know, they're going to hit. They're going to strike out a little bit, but they're going to hit. And they got as good of a back-end bullpen as anybody in the division. throw in the fact that, you know, your starting situation should be okay. Mm-hmm. The Cubs are going to be a team that I always like to say, they may not win it, but they may be responsible for you not winning it either.
Yeah.
So both of you will be watching the playoffs on TV.
Great point. And when you talk about Kerry Wood and Carlos Marmol, I mean, those two can bring
lights
it,
out.
And Marmol is just crazy good.
Well, you know, Marmol's got, he can throw from about three or four different angles arm-wise. He throws hard. He's got a great breaking ball. And Kerry Wood has learned how to pitch. He's just not a fireballer, although he can rear back and cut it
sure,
loose. They're going to be pretty good. And I think playing in Wrigley, it's something about that joint, man, that for some reason makes them almost invincible at times.
Yeah.
They get on those real good runs. They get great fan support. They're going to be fun to watch.
And, Mike, I know Carlos Pena, he hit that 198, so a lot of Cubs fans were upset with that. But you put him in Wrigley Field, I think he's going to have a big year.
I agree, and he's playing on a one-year deal, too. Right. Be careful of all those guys who are in the walk year of a deal, man. They all of a sudden find greatness for that 1 year, and I think he's one of those guys that you're going to have to respect. Now, I think the fact that he hasn't seen the National League as much, and then he could easily say they haven't seen me either.
Sure.
That'll be somewhat of a challenge early on, but, you know, if they can keep guys from fighting each other in the dugout, they might be all right. They'll kill each other before they hit the field. They may be okay.
Well, Mike Claiborne from KMOX, St. Louis Cardinals, Hot Stove League Show. You'll hear it tonight. I can't thank you enough, buddy. I know you're just busy as can be, but we appreciate you taking some time for the Champaign and Central Illinois audience. They loved you when you were here, and we appreciate it. And we'll definitely be touching base with you as the season goes on, if that's all right with you.
Lon and Jeremy, please, by all means, you guys know how to find me. Always willing to come on and talk to our good friends in that part of the state. And I'm looking forward to seeing you guys in St. Louis later in the month of April.
That is tremendous. Mike Claiborne,
thanks, Mike.
You very much.
Okay, you guys take care.
All right. I'm telling you, did I say it right? Is he one of the nicest guys you've ever? I mean, you talk to him for a minute and you're like, wow.
Yeah, he's a pro.
Yeah, and he's good. He knows what he's talking about.
He's a pro.
And he's, oh, that's classic. He had to pick up some barbecue on the way. I mean,
that sounds awesome right
now.
That's one reason I'm not liking Mike a lot right now. I could go for some barbecue, St. Louis barbecue.
Getting you hungry. Oh, T&J Show, 93.5, 95.3.
Connect FM.